Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
We're talking about smells today. Yesterday, I had to go to Sight Hill to the health centre up there, and it's right next to Burton's Biscuits. And you open the door of the car, and it's like being in Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the smell.
Is it true they sort of pump smells out at Disneyland? You know, like candy and candy floss and that kind of thing?
Yeah, everything is kind of corporate, yeah. So that's you're absolutely right. So we're asking, where's the best and the worst smells across Edinburgh, the Lothians or Fife? Let's go to East Lothian and to Trinette. Jane's in Trinette. Hi, Jane.
Hi, one of the best smells, Boogie, and you'll find this out in a few weeks' time. The smell of your baby's hair.
Oh, especially when they're out the bath. It's the sweetest thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
I'm more concerned with the smells coming out the other end, frankly.
Well, that's not too bad for the first few weeks.
Right.
But honestly, the smell of a baby's hair,
right,
when it's just been washed, it's just lovely.
Well, you're getting all clucky, aren't you, Jane?
Well, my granddaughter's just three, so it's not that long ago that I used to sit and sniff her hair.
Sounds... you're not a weirdo at all, are you, Jane?
Not at all, no.
Those long winter nights in Trinette must just fly by.
Oh, they did, yeah. Honestly, they did, James.
Right, but Jane.
Okay,
bye-bye. Finlay's in Kirkcaldy. Finlay.
Best smell. It's not there anymore. It was my mother's bread bakery. It used to be in Kirkcaldy in the mornings. Brilliant smell when you smelt the bread.
Oh, the old smell. Mother's Pride Bakery in Kirkcaldy, but it's not there anymore, is it?
Worst smell. King Hall Tannery when it was working. Oh man, it was honking. Oh, you could smell it from Kirkcaldy.
Yeah. Okay, nice one. Thanks, Finlay.
Bye.
The best time to go past Burton's Biscuits at Sight Hill is on a Monday night, because that's when they make the caramel shortcakes.
Oh, a Monday night.
So Monday nights, if you want a nice whiff, that's the very
place. There's going to be a crowd hanging around there now.
You can imagine causing a massive tailback on the A71.
Everyone with their windows down. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. To the phones, best and worst smells today. Margaret. Hello, Margaret.
So I work out at the Gael, and you get the really horrible smell from the chicken farm, that place that's out at Newbridge. So it doesn't matter when you go into work, popping out for your lunch at lunchtime. It's a really horrible, horrible smell, and it just turns your stomach every day.
I've been to the Gael countless times. I can honestly say I've never smelt the chicken farm.
Oh, honestly. Well, maybe sometimes it's just at certain times then, I think, you know, like really weird, like really early in the morning or something.
I used to go that way on the bypass on my morning commute, and it was really bad in the mornings.
Maybe it's just you, Margaret.
Smell, isn't it? See, men have got a really bad sense of smell. That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we'll keep a sniff out for that the next time we're out that way. Okay.
Okay.
Have a good day. Bye bye. Will is in Edinburgh. Hi, Will.
The best smell in Edinburgh would have to be as you pass the fudge kitchen on the Royal Mile, where it's all handmade. The sweet smell permeates everywhere in that part of town. It's beautiful.
Can I tell you, Will, I've never been to the fudge kitchen, but I'm going today.
I have to say, I'm slightly biased being the manager.
Of course you are.
If anyone comes in today and say, we love Boogie in the Morning, I'll give you a slice of fudge.
Marty's away. Marty's already. I don't know what time you opened, but he's on his way up already.
Good stuff. I'll see you there.
Oh, that's fantastic. There are some brilliant smells as you go up and down the Royal Mile, aren't there?
Yeah, there's nothing better than the homemade, you know, product. It's great.
Brilliant. Well, you have a great day. Thanks for phoning.
You too, guys.
See ya. Bye. Big Rab's in Marinville. Hi, Big Rab.
Boogie, I've been on a diet for about 5 weeks, and I'm starting to go walking. And we've been gradually building up and up and up. The best smell, I had to walk past a chippy last night.
Oh no.
When you're on a diet.
I felt like walking in the wife's grabbing me. Come on, let's keep walking. I'm like, oh no.
So what chippy was it, Rab?
The chippy, they told me Marionville.
Is that Lanny's?
Aye.
Yeah.
Right, can they told me, right at the Marionville roundabout.
Yeah, Marionville, yeah.
Up there, I walked past it, honest. It was, felt like going in and get a big fish supper.
Well, you should feel proud of yourself that you walked past. Well done.
I feel proud of my wife. She had me by the neck.
And that's why we call you Not So Big Rab these days. Yeah. Right, Rab.
Okay, thanks.
Cheers,
Darlene.
Bye.